All right, guys, so I've got some big news for the Big Foodies.
Word.
We've got another episode sponsor.
What?
Episode sponsor. It's my cousin.
No.
It's
Wait,
my cousin.
Okay,
this show,
okay.
This show.
Oh,
this
okay.
specific episode.
It is family.
It's my cousin.
Okay, hey. Hey, that's good. We'll take anything we can get.
She's getting into the real estate business. She's
okay.
a realtor.
Cool.
And she was like, hey, you know, well, how do I become a part of this? And I was like, well, you kind of know somebody on the inside.
That's right.
So it's my cousin, Brandy Fry. She works, and I don't want to screw this up, so I'm going to read some of it. Family reunions would be awkward.
It's very awkward.
She works at Greenlight Homes and Realty. They're a trusted real estate professional serving the whole Triad area, so it doesn't matter what part of the Triad you're in. Whether you're purchasing a home, selling your home, they even help you with the staging of your home.
Oh,
because
that's nice.
There's like a ton of people that I know 4 or 5 years ago bought a house, and they're with the market where it's at right now, they're selling that house for like $40,000 above what they paid for it.
Yeah.
So the money they're making off of houses right now is just absurd.
And I can tell you, I love the fact that they help you stage your home.
Yeah.
That was, when I sold my house, that was one of the hardest parts for me, is trying to make it look like a home, but not like a home.
Right. It's like, you want it to look like you live
but
here,
yeah.
but also like they
live
here.
Exactly. Yeah,
ooh,
that's very. That is a very big selling point right there.
So, look, don't try to do it yourself. We definitely wouldn't go to ourselves to try to stage a home.
No.
So you need to talk to Brandy Fry, whether it's purchasing a home, because right now the market's hot. I mean, houses are going quick. So you need a realtor on your side. Selling your home right now, you can make a lot of money in the market. Staging your home, it's the green light difference. Brandy Fry. You can email her, Brandy, B-R-A-N-D-I, hit the I, at buyfromfry.com. That's buyfromfry, F-R-E-Y.com. And we'll link her email address and everything to the video here. So, Brandy.
Thank you.
Thanks
thank
for
you,
supporting
Brandy. We'll see you at the reunion. What's going on, everybody? It is the Big Foodies again for another episode. I am Biggie. This is BB Shea.
Yo.
That is Matt.
Hello.
And again, another episode. I'm always shocked. I'm always going to be shocked that we still have done this. This is the most committed to something I think I've ever been to.
Ever.
I'm going to say
ever.
That too, yeah.
And I'm still actually enjoying it.
Yeah.
Normally, by like the sixth date, I'm like, this ain't going to work out. And today, well, first off, I need to say we are live from the Big Foodies Marco's Pizza Kitchen Studios.
That's it.
So thank you again, Marco's, for being our studio sponsor, which is also my kitchen. So,
yes.
Hey, full disclosure, it is what it is. Okay. And I do want to mention we do have our sort of fourth member of the show, Fossey.
Yeah.
The Fawcett with us, as always. And today the Big Foodies are doing something a little different. It's not quite as foodie. It doesn't involve food. We're pretty much jumping right into the world of Mountain Dew.
Dun, dun, dun.
Let's do it. Hey.
Do the Dew.
So we were thinking, you know, like a lot of the sauce episodes we've done, there's a lot to choose from one place. Mountain Dew's the same. There's like 90 different flavors of Mountain Dew. So we're going to try a few of them out here today.
And to be honest with you, we were shocked that we found as many as we did. Like, we went out expecting to find 5, and there's a lot more than 5.
And and then, reading off the list, there's still more.
There's more
still,
that we couldn't find.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, a fraction of them, I think.
Yeah. Yeah.
If you grew up in the South, I know at least, Mountain Dew was just part of your staple growing up diet. I think I still remember the first time I actually had one. It's just like, oh, this
it's like
is,
heaven.
It was. It's just something so different. Because it's like my parents drank like Diet Coke and stuff, but not Mountain Dew. That was something totally different.
If you asked me to pick one soda to have for the rest of my life, it would be Mountain Dew.
Really?
As of right
that's
now,
pretty...
because I haven't had all these.
Okay.
As of right now, Mountain Dew would be it.
No, I stopped.
No Coke,
drinking...
no Pepsi. Mountain Dew.
I used to drink a lot of soda. I kind of cut back a little bit. Believe it or not. So this is going to be a treat today.
Yeah.
Hey.
It's going to be kind of fun.
Yeah, I don't drink. I've cut back on my soda intake too.
Yeah.
So it will be. It will be a treat. You're right.
I feel like that's something everybody says at one point or another.
Yeah.
I'm cutting back on soda.
But I mean, compared to how much I used to drink, compared to like now, it's like
100%. Oh, yeah. I think that's just getting older.
When you're at a certain age, you're constantly cutting back on soda.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
All right, Barrett. Well,
the first
we've lined them up next to you.
Yeah.
So
we just got the OG Mountain Dew. I'm sure everybody's had this at one point or another in their life. So.
And I want to bring to your attention that we want to take this seriously. And so we're going to have a different cup for each do because we want to examine the coloring of each drink.
That's right.
We also don't want the taste of the previous do to affect the flavor of the new do.
That's the proper amount of Mountain Dew sampling that I need to pour.
I think that's good.
I think that's fine. Yeah. I think
by the end, if we've each had about a 20-ounce worth, that's pretty.
Yeah.
Looks like your standard urine test, you know, with a little bubbles in there.
Yeah. It's like the first time you spent the night at a buddy's house and you stayed up late and you went through the fridge and there was Mountain Dew. And it's like 1 a.m. and you're drinking Mountain Dew, so you'll be up till 4.
Let me ask you this. Have you ever had soda when you were a kid at your own house first? Because it's always a friend's house.
It's always a friend's house.
You always had this somewhere at a friend's house. Mm-hmm. And mine was that way. Mountain Dew was at a birthday party.
My parents never bought soda growing up.
Ever?
And so I always had to go to that's why I was never at home, because all my friends had soda.
Yeah.
And I used to go over to their house and then... You know, you wake up in the morning and the soda's gone and then your friend's dad's yelling at you. Where'd all my soda go?
It was me. And I peed the bed.
You're going to have to clean that up.
You need to wash these sheets.
I'm not confident in my cleaning skills.
I've already called my mom. She's on her way.
She's on the way.
So that was the OG Mountain Dew. Good.
I don't think there's much to say. Yeah. I think everybody has pretty much had it.
Yeah.
All right, next we got the Diet Mountain Dew, which fits in great with this group. Diet anything. That's what
we get rid of these. We don't want to get confused.
Oh, yeah, no.
Get rid of these.
I will say this. I love Diet Mountain Dew. I would choose Diet Mountain Dew over regular Mountain Dew.
Well, see, I have a...
Now, that may come from the fact that, like I said, my parents growing up would drink diet soda.
Mm-hmm. I have an aunt that drinks Diet Mountain Dew, and that's the only thing she drinks.
Let me say this. Diet Mountain Dew fans, true fans, they will...
Swear by it.
To me, Diet Mountain Dew and Mountain Dew have totally different tastes.
Oh, I agree.
It's like a different drink.
Yeah.
Totally different drink.
A different drink.
And I love it. I love it.
Oh.
No.
Yeah.
I don't mind it, but I would rather have... I think there's other diet drinks that taste closer to the original.
Of course. Diet Mountain Dew, I've said for years, is a totally different drink than Mountain Dew.
Yeah.
And I love it.
I'm at the point where if I'm drinking soda, I'm just going to drink the regular. Like, cut that you get drinking the regular Mountain Dew that just misses with the Diet Mountain Dew.
The argument goes back to, is either one, you know, is diet drinking healthier than regular soda? No, none of it. Diet has chemicals, regular has sugar. You're not, so I see what you're saying, where it's like, if you're going to have a soda, just go for it. Now, like I said, I like the taste of Diet Mountain Dew, so for me, it's all about the taste.
See, and I almost, when I go for a diet soda, I go for something that tastes closest to the original. I always have that as my baseline. And so when I'm looking for a diet drink, I'd rather get something that's got that original, like a Diet Dr. Pepper, I feel like.
Yeah.
It's very close to a regular.
Yeah.
This, to me, is too much of a difference. I'm not digging, not vibing on the diet.
What else we got?
I kind of want to try next. I know it's not necessarily in this order.
We can do whatever
zero.
You want.
You
want
to do the zero?
Oh, yeah. Okay, cool.
Now, the zero is fairly new, and I do like it. I think you'll think this is closer to regular Mountain Dew.
Than the diet?
Absolutely. Okay. Without a doubt. In fact, they just rolled this out this year, I believe.
Not too
For a long time, they did not.
If I'm not mistaken...
Or maybe at least it wasn't around here.
There was the big Super Bowl commercial.
Is that where it
with
was?
With Bryan Cranston.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like he was in The Shining.
Yes.
That's closer to a regular dude than the diet.
It's closer, but it's still lacking.
It's not regular.
It's lacking.
Oh, yeah.
It's not the regular.
You could definitely tell the difference.
I'm not going to buy this and think I'm getting regular dude, but I think this is closer to the regular dude flavor than
the diet.
I
disagree. I think it's closer to the diet.
Really?
Yeah.
I always think of that, since I've had it, as more regular.
I don't know. It's closer to the diet for me. If I drink it, it doesn't make me go, it's a diet. when you drink like a good Sprite from McDonald's and it almost kills you,
it's supposed to hurt a little bit.
Okay. So there you go. There's some differing opinions.
Well, it's definitely closer on the calories per bottle to the diet than the regular.
Oh, of course. Yeah.
Yeah. That's a thing.
Yeah.
But again, you shouldn't just go for a soda.
Yeah.
You should go for a water.
Yeah.
Like you're going for a soda to go for a soda.
Exactly.
We're gonna go.
Yeah. That's what I said. Just go all out. Get the regular.
Don't. Scoot around. Right. Get in there. Right. Do the do.
Now, this one was the one that first, when I was, like, the first time I ever saw it, I was like, what? A different Mountain Dew?
Yeah.
I was so excited.
This is right before they went crazy and started making
this was the first
everything
crazy
under the
one.
Sun.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Like, I mean, it was hard to find Code Red.
It was.
And then, for a while, they did Diet Code Red.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
This was, like, that first variation. I remember going in high school to, like, camp, like basketball camp, and there was one of the guys that was there loved Mountain Dew Code Red, and it's all he kept in his room. And it was to the point where we called him Code Red for the rest of high school, because this was his go-to drink every time.
Well, that's just it. It really was, to me, one of the first ones I remember being like, holy cow, this is still Mountain Dew, but it's different.
Mm-hmm. It's got a really good smell to it. Enjoy. This reminds me of... Ready for some nostalgia? This reminds me of going to Kmart.
Kmart.
And going to the icy stand and getting a cherry icy.
That's right.
That's what this reminds me of. That's a good point. Cherry icy from Kmart.
It does have that cherry icy. I'm not a big fan of the Code Red.
Yeah.
I remember actually as a kid even wanting to like all my friends, oh, we love it. And I kept trying and trying and trying to like it. I just never could. It's not bad.
Yeah.
It's just not something I could get into.
I mean, I got to be honest. Growing up, I used to think I was cool walking around with Code Red. Everybody had their normal stuff, and I'm walking around.
Yeah.
I hold it like this, walking around. It's like, I'm the coolest kid in school. Like, you're the fattest kid in school, Barry. No, solid drink. I love a good Code Red.
It's the cherry. So it's basically, this is their counter to like a wild cherry Pepsi or something like that. They're going for the cherry there. I like it. I like it better than the rest of the diets because, again, I'm not going for a soda because I'm trying to get that diet.
Exactly.
I'm trying to get a soda because I want it to hurt a little bit. Soda.
So,
with the burn.
The next one, I just learned that this existed on our hunt for the Mountain Dews. This is the Liberty Brew.
And it's got a really cool logo real quick.
Well,
Fossey, throw that logo up there.
Is that a...
it's like...
Is that a 4th of July mix?
Yeah, I think it is. I think it came out around 4th of July. It says, Mountain Dew Liberty Brew, 50 flavors in one.
Ooh, oh, jeez.
I do not know what that means. They got the Statue of Liberty riding a Harley with the Liberty Bell on it.
America!
Buffaloes, cacti, and the bald eagle. This is crazy. I'm excited about this.
If you sent a time capsule into outer space hoping that aliens would see it and understand what it's like to be American, Mountain Dew's included.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Mountain Dew screams, this is what it's like.
That's why they made this, just in case aliens come and they want to know.
Understand.
It's got a good smell.
I love the smell of it.
Good smell, dude.
Man. All right.
So this is what wine people do.
Slosh it around.
I hate wine. This is as close as it gets to me.
This comes right from a NASCAR truck.
50 flavors in one. Yeah. It doesn't say like, oh, it's a blueberry or something. It just says 50 flavors in one.
I mean, the smell is really good. Very blueberry. But I like it.
It's not bad.
It's different.
The bubbles are back.
Yeah.
I don't taste 50 flavors.
I get a little hint of Mountain Dew with it, too. More so than I do even with the Code Red.
Yeah. It is very blueberry. I dig that.
Well, see, I must like it. I just did it.
Next, my favorite Mountain Dew of all time.
So good.
I gotta say, the Livewire.
So good.
I'm a huge Orange fan. Like I was saying earlier, this is like finding a unicorn back when you were younger because I didn't have it all the time.
Mm-hmm.
So now it's...
That's true. It was not something you found all the time.
I got to a point with this drink where I started referring to this as orange soda.
Oh, really?
Really? Yes.
If I wanted orange soda, it was Mountain Dew Livewire. And I know that for a time, it wasn't available year-round. Like, you can only get it during certain times. And when it was available, anytime my parents had to get gas, I asked them if I could go get a Livewire.
Please.
That's what I wanted. Because I used to watch, you know, like Kenan and Kel.
Oh, yeah.
Kel would love orange soda.
Yeah.
This was my, I love orange soda.
Okay.
This was it.
I haven't had this in a long time.
Same, man.
It smells good.
It does. But that's just a solid orange drink right there.
That is. Because there's nothing like diet about this. This is regular Dew with that orange soda flavor.
That is good.
So good.
You know what? We're all going to be awake too much this for the next couple hours because of all the caffeine we're ingesting.
We're doing it for the podcast.
Don't interrupt me. I can't sleep because I'm Mountain Dew.
So much Dew. It looks like they're giving away stuff right now. We should try to win
as much Mountain Dew as we just bought.
Yeah. I'm trying to win something.
Mm-hmm. That's
what
good.
We got next?
I believe this is going to be my Is this the old Baja Blast?
It's the Baja Blast. Mm.
Baja Blast, I think it's Taco Bell.
Taco Bell original.
And it says yes. The Taco Bell original.
Yeah, because it was the first time, truly, besides the Code Red, I remember going into Taco Bell and with friends and being like, what in the world is Baja Blast?
Mm-hmm. How long has this been around?
It's been around for, it might have been around pre-Code Red.
Really?
I think it's been around for a while, but for Taco the Bell. Longest time, you could not get it unless you were at Taco Bell.
No.
That was the only place you could
have it. Once they started bottling it, I know a few people whose lives is like were changed drastically.
Oh, I started buying 12-packs.
It's funny. I wonder if they have a deal with Taco Bell. I mean, I know it's the same ownership, but just the fact that they had to put Taco Bell original on there.
Or maybe. Taco Bell can kick back.
Probably if it's an exclusive drink to Taco Bell, I guess the idea is to get people into Taco Bell.
God, I still love it. Still tastes so good.
Blast of natural flavor.
Yeah.
So it's tropical lime. So that is kind of like the Taco Bell. You want that lime flavor. Yeah. It's kind of stuff. So that's why they're doing that.
I love it. I still love it. When I taste it, it rushes back to my teenage years of going to Taco Bell with friends with that large Baja Blast.
I think this would be really good in warmer weather. I feel this is a cooler beverage. It tastes very tropical to me.
Yeah.
All right, what's next?
So next we got the Mountain Dew Voltage, which if you guys remember, they did a contest several years back where they released three flavors and put them in stores and had people vote which one should stay around.
Okay.
And this was the one.
Okay. So this is already a fan favorite.
Voltage, Supernova, and then I can't remember the other one's name.
Just being in charge of the names would have to be fun.
Exactly. Just
Voltage.
What's the most dramatic adjective you can think
Mountain
of?
Mountain Dew Supernova.
Just wait till we get to some of these others.
Mountain Dew Earthquake.
Whoa.
Natural Disaster.
Now that is that hits you. That smell.
Wow. Yeah. This is good stuff here.
I'm gonna see the bottom here. What are we working with? Voltage. Charged with raspberry citrus flavor and ginseng.
Oh, see, I love raspberry anything.
So do I. I like how every one of these is something different. So the Livewire was sparked with flavor. This is charged with. Baja Blast is blasted with. Code Red was rushed of.
Oh.
Yeah. So it's all something different.
That is a strong flavor, too. That might be the most powerful flavor besides regular Mountain Dew. I see why it's Volt. I mean, that is a strong flavor.
That'd be really good as like a slushie.
Yeah.
He's so good as a slushie.
Yeah. Oh, my God. I know we shouldn't be looking at nutrition labels.
Stop.
But it has 152% of your daily added sugar in one bottle.
Yeah. Every time I put this over here.
We are going to be up for days, boys.
Well, the calories stare me in the face on every one of these bottles.
Oh, the calories are there. But I'm just thinking of the amount of sugar and caffeine. We're going to be sitting here like, and then I did this, and then I did this.
Good thing y'all shot down my idea of having a bottle each.
That would not have been
not
a good move.
Not
a good
be move. Sleeping tonight.
All right.
Already I feel jittery.
I'm very antsy.
So we got two more from restaurants that are specific to restaurants. So we got this one at Sheetz. Matt, you want to tell them about this one?
Yeah, so I went to Sheetz gas station, which we all love.
Yes.
And I was trying to get all the different flavors of Mountain Dew, and I was able to get several of them, but then walking past the soda machine, I realized, they've got a Mountain Dew here that's not bottled. It was something different. And it was called, I have to look it up, I want to make sure I get it right here. Dark? Let's
see. Pitch Black?
Pitch Black.
Yeah, because it is. I mean,
Pitch Black.
You can't see any bubbles in it anyway. They're there. I can sort of see them.
So it is called Pitch Black, and it is dark.
Doesn't have much of a...
Purpley.
I guess it's supposed to be like grape.
I wonder if it's grape.
Grape, yeah. It doesn't have much of a smell, though.
No. Because you...
it's grape.
Yeah, it's great.
Great.
It's very great.
Great.
You sure you got this out of a soda fountain?
I'm positive I got it out of a soda fountain. Why?
No, it looks fine. There's nothing scratchy looking about it at all.
I got it out of the thing. It said Mountain Dew, dark, pitch black.
Okay. Because
that's what we'll be in 5 minutes.
Yeah, pitch black.
Because Matt just drugged us.
Mountain Dew, pitch black. I watched The Hangover last night.
That's right. Enjoy your time, boys.
What? See you on the roof.
Not a big grape fan, personally.
No.
I like grape soda, but to me, this tastes kind of like the Voltage. This is more of a, this is less soda,
yeah,
more
yeah,
grape.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's not.
Okay. Yeah.
I mean, cool, if it's your thing.
If it's your thing, yeah.
If you like grape.
If you're a grape fan, definitely
yeah,
try
yeah,
it out.
I'm not feeling it. I'm not no, feeling the Pitch Black.
No.
Yeah.
Interesting. Very interesting.
Yeah, that is different. Now, this next one I'm excited about.
So, yeah, we got one more. If you live in the South and you live near Bojangles, you probably noticed that. They've got this new Mountain Dew flavor. It's called Southern Shock. I don't know anything about the flavor. I don't know what it consists
what
of.
Color, what it's orange color do we got?
It's like a
orange. No, it's
kind
not.
Of orange. It's like a peachy almost.
Okay.
Fossey, throw a picture of that up.
Yeah.
Do your job.
She wanted to be more involved. Get that up real quick. Show
yeah,
the people.
It just started having it at Bojangles not too long ago.
Yeah.
Very interested to see what it tastes like.
Oh, yeah, that's not. You're right. It looked kind of orange, but it's not.
No. It's like an orange.
It's almost
red,
more of a strawberry.
Yeah. Man, if this is a strawberry soda.
Ooh, I like that smell. That's got a good
goodness,
smell to it. Whoever thought I'd be sitting here sniffing Mountain Dew? Hey, hello, pandemic.
That smells really good.
It smells like peach.
Whoa.
Oh, it does smell like peach.
That's different.
Huh.
Is that peach?
It's peach.
It's peach.
It didn't smell peach to
no,
me. I'm going to tell you, though, something about it I like.
What's this called?
Southern Shock.
I'm shocked how good it is.
That is really good.
It's not. Yeah, it is good.
I'm going to take a little more, but I don't.
Give it more.
And this is a Bojangles exclusive too.
Mm-hmm.
It's crazy. Most of these I've had.
I'm surprised how much I do like that. I wasn't because of the last one that was kind of like, man,
yeah,
I wasn't expecting. But that's
if you
that's
were to
good,
tell me that I would have a grape soda and a peach soda, and that I would like the peach more, I'd call you crazy.
Yeah, there's no way.
You're a lunatic.
All star, you want to go top three favorites each?
Go ahead. Let's line them up so you can see them.
I know mine. I know mine.
You don't even
got
to see them.
Oh, you're not even changing. Today changed.
Well, Diet Mountain Dew is that's always going to come in number one for me.
Okay.
Number one, Diet Mountain Dew. Yes, as it's been forever.
All
right. Number two for me, Baja Blast.
Okay.
Again, yep, still just tasting it brings back. And my other favorite is
that Bojangles.
Wow. I know.
The okay, Bojangles.
That is good. It is really good.
Shocking.
Man,
that's shocking. All
that
right.
It's a really good Mountain Dew flavor.
That's a fair three.
Yeah.
None of them are in my top three.
Oh, okay.
My top three, I'll go 3-1. Number three, the Code Red.
Okay.
Walking around. I just see Barrett just walking around dangling that Code Red.
I'm so cool.
It's in the drink pocket of his book bag.
Upper lip stains.
Number two, the Live Wire.
Live Wire.
This is still, to me, when I consider orange soda, this is the pinnacle for me. And number one, you cannot beat classic Mountain Dew.
Yeah.
Even though these are all great, still something about
it. Yeah.
It would be awesome if my top three were Mountain Dew Zero and Liberty Brew.
But it's not
the case.
Pitch
Black.
Pitch Black's away.
Number one for me, Live Wire. It just takes me back. It's just a nostalgic thing. Number two, the regular Mountain Dew. You just can't beat the OG one. And then Baja Blast third for me.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean.
Baja Blast just really changed the game.
Yeah, they really did.
To me.
It really did.
And I can't get over how good this is. The Bojangles.
That stuff is great.
Now, I call it Bojangles Dew, but I mean.
Bo-Dew.
But
now,
it's good.
As far as, I want to give an honorable mention to the Mountain Dew Zero. Because as far as zero sodas go,
that's a
this
good
is
taste.
Really good.
Yeah.
Because when you go for a zero, it's almost like it's a separate thing. Like, I consider diet to try to like compete with it.
Yeah.
I think, okay, zero, this is something completely different. It's a really good zero soda.
Well, and I think to me, what people, if you ever have the chance, take a sip of regular Mountain Dew and Diet Mountain Dew and realize how totally different the two of them are.
Night and day.
Night and day. So, all right, well, there we go, guys. That was our Big Foodies Mountain Dew-a-thon.
Mountain Dew.
We're all sitting here shaking out all the sugar and all the caffeine.
Go walk your dog or something.
That's right. Well, one thing we do want to do before we go is let's give away a free pizza courtesy of Marco's. Thank you, Marco's. We did, let's see, what should we do? Should we do YouTube follower, Facebook?
Let's do Instagram.
Instagram follower. Okay. Instagram it is. We will pick one lucky Instagram follower, and you will be receiving your free Marco's Pizza. And again, if you're not yet, please follow us on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube. You name the platform, we're out there on it. So thank you guys for all the support. You guys have been great with your feedback, your comments. Let us know what your favorite Mountain Dew is. Thanks, guys. We'll see you soon.